Okay, so let's begin Be'ezer Hashem Hilchis Taruvis. Simen Tzadiches Did Isser Shnesar Beheter Ve'ovim Bituloi. When an Isser and a Heter get mixed up, and what's the way to be Mevatlet? So the Hakdama, as we see from many of the Sforim, they give Hakdamas. The Aruch HaShulchan has quite a long Hakdama that's necessary to understand, to get some background into Hilchis Taruvis. And that is, when you have a mixture of Isser and Heter, first we have to determine what is it. Is it Mimbaminoi? Is it Mimbashainaminoi? If it's Mimbaminoi, you have two pieces of meat that get mixed up in the same pot. Or you cook meat, wonder when you find out one was kosher, one was not kosher. So they get mixed up in the same pot. What is the halach over there? So we have a machloikis in the Gemara in Chulin, in other places as well, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita, which you always have to keep in mind, even though we don't paskin like that, but Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that min b'mino is loy batel. And we'll see, we'll come up again with the lumdus of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim will come up more in the din of Davar Sheyesh Lematirin. We will have to understand Rabbi Yehuda's shita to get a better understanding of the Chachamim shita. So even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, but most of the Rishonim don't, and Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, paskin like the Chachamim, the min b'minai is batel. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minai loy batel. So this piece of meat, which was kosher and non-kosher, is not batel. Even if I would have 100 pieces of kosher meat and one piece of non-kosher meat, it's not batel, and they're all treif. They're all treif. Since I don't know which one the treif one is, so I have to assume all of them are asur. The Chachamim say, no, min b'minai is indeed batel. It's batel in what amount? It's batel b'rayv. So now, if we're only talking about... First let's go from Dairaisa in terms of rayv. The Torah says, acher eram la'adais. So when you have a mixture of even chad betray, even you have only one piece of heter, rather, one piece of iser, and two pieces of heter, is batel. Menatera is batel. And that we'll see when you're talking about, let's say, yavesh biyavesh, when you're talking about just pieces. You have, let's say, the case the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch gives over there also, is meat. Okay? Let's say you have pieces of chicken, okay? You have two pieces of chicken which are kosher, and one of the pieces of chicken, you find that afterwards it came from a treif bird. You see, this bird was treif, and one of them is, one out of the three pieces is treif. These three pieces, yeah, yavish biyavish, that we'll see in Simon Kuftes, we pass in chad betray bottle. It's bottle b'rayv. Rayv doesn't have to mean that it's... more in terms of volume, but even two pieces gets one piece. Or eggs, you have three eggs, and one egg happened to be came from a treif bird, a treif chicken.
One piece could be an ounce, and the other pieces could be two pounds.
Well, it's a little hard to say you won't know which one is the treif one, but let's assume you don't. Right? We'll see. Yeah, okay. We'll see. Chad betray bottle is even in the amounts over there.
Regardless of the sizes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a shot.
On a deraisa level of roiv, it's batel b'roiv. Well, there's batel b'roiv. Now, you're bringing up shishim, that we'll see, that's only midrabanon. Even when you say chag betray batel, by a min b'minoi, you're still going to need shishim. But that's midrabanon, you have to have shishim because you may cook them together. But so long as they're just old dry items, yavish b'yavish, and not cooked together, they're batel minatei b'roiv. So a min b'minoi is batel b'roiv. And a min b'she'enai minoi, what's the din min b'she'enai minoi? Really, it should be the same thing. It should be batel b'roiv. Yeah? So what's the case of Mimishayne Mino? Let's say a piece of chicken. Let's say you cook your chicken soup. And you have the soup and you have the vegetables. And you also have a piece of chicken in there. And you find that afterwards this chicken was treif. So that's very simple. What do you do with the chicken? You throw it out. Now, do you have roiv against the chicken? Certainly have roiv against the chicken. Right? All of the other ingredients are certainly the majority of this. However, here we have a new concept. And here's the concept of tam ki'ikr. Another chiddush is the Gemara in Psachim, the main sugya, that tells us that not only did the Torah aser the item itself, let's say a nevela, not only did the Torah aser a nevela itself, but even tam from the nevela, even tam from the strefa, is also aser. That's the chiddush. Is this tam kikir is aser midrei raisa or only aser midrei bonon? That's a big machlokes. Big Machlokes is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim hold it's Dairaisa Aser. We learn now from the pasuk by Anozi V'chol Mishras Anovim Lo Yoichel, that over there we see that if the Nazir takes grapes and soaks it in water and takes out the grapes, all you have is Tam of the wine. It's Aser to drink that. So Rabbeinu Tam learns from that, and it seems like from the Gemara that indeed that's Aser Dairaisa, even though it's only Tam of the grapes, which is Aser to the Nazir. It's still aser. So too, tam of a piece of meat, let's say the chicken, which was a treifa here, tam of that chicken went into the soup, is going to aser the whole soup. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's aser midrei raisa.
Any amount of tam? Time that's noticeable. I mean, you don't come on to rove or shishi.
No, you have rove. You have. If you don't have rove, then it's also because of an isser of you don't have rove. Okay. But by time, you'll always have rove against the time.
By definition,
right.
But the time never overcomes the rope.
And as if you have, let's say, there's three pieces of chicken here, right? So then, and I don't know which one it is, but I have two isser and one heter, so then for sure it's going to be aser. Because you have rive isser. But here we have rive heter. Because there's only one piece of chicken, and that's from a tray for bird.
I'm trying to understand, how do you calculate time?
So that's what we're going to get to right here. Yeah, that's the introduction to Sif Aleph. Yeah.
How do we learn? Why can we learn from Nazir? Nazir is a special case. Nazir is definitely a special case. It's like learning a tumor from Tara or something.
I would learn Tumah V'Tahara, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to say the Mem. Yeah, so we do have, you have, let's say, by Kutchim. The Gemara does say that Kutchim is a special case, and you can't learn from Kutchim to other places. Because even according to those who hold Tam Kikr is not Dairaisa. So you want to look like Rashi. Rashi over there in Psachim, and the Rambam goes with this sheet as well, that Tam Kikr is only Midrabbanan. And that pasuk by Nazir is only an asmachta ba'alma. That's how Rashi learns. So you have machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, where the Tam kik is the Raisa, so the Tam kik is the Rabbanan. Now we'll see that comes up very relevant how do the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and I'll just I'll tell you ahead of time already, give away the secret, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam Kikr is Dairaisa. What's the nafkamina if it's Dairaisa Drabbanon? In a Safek case, if a Tam Kikr is Dairaisa, then any Safek case would have to be Machmir. If it's only Drabbanon, you can be Mekel. That's what we'll see that already in Sif Beis, but it comes up in Sif Aleph in the Shach and the Taz already at this point. So that's the machlokes Tam Kikr is Dairaisa or Midrabbanon. Now, once you, either way, where the elders Dairaisa Midrabbanon, which that means is to say that roiv is not enough over here. This piece of chicken that came from a chicken that was found out to be a treifa and ended up in my chicken soup, even though I have roiv of ingredients are heter, since the tam goes out into the chicken soup, into the vegetables and the broth, so it's going to be aser. Tam is like the ikar, so it's as if I eat it now, it's as if I'm eating the chicken itself, the treif chicken itself. So here's where you come unto as follows. How do I know if this tam or not? Because how do I know how much tam came out of this chicken?
Respect all the discussions we had in Basavachalov.
Yes, that's right. Very good. So it's quite relevant once we have a Yediyah Basavachalov that there's ways of determining if there's tam or not. Okay, but now that we're starting Taruvis, we'll see. Let's go to the various options of how you determine if this time. Because when we came to Bas B'chol, we just said Shishim. The Shishim, you don't have to worry about it.
You find it. Go to test and you find it.
Oh, so that's where this comes out. So that's what comes out. Well, here we'll see about the din of a guy tasting it, and we'll see it has a lot of different halachas to come up with the amonis of a guy over here.
The
Min Lovamino,
everybody would agree,
Baruch,
Butler, everybody.
Yes, Min Lovamino, everybody agrees, Butler, Baruch. So even though it's Butler, Baruch, but now you come with this new factor that Tam Kiker. And the Tam Kiker was saying, Makloikis of Deraisa Drabonon, and therefore you're going to have to come on to some way of determining if there is Tam, or if the Tam was Butler, in order to be able to eat this food. Okay, so now we can start with this Hagdama. Now we can start the Shulchan Aruch. Issa shenis arev beheter mimbishen eminoi. An issa that gets mixed up with a heter. What's the case? Mimbishen eminoi. Okay, because we'll see about mimbishen later. But mimbishen eminoi gets mixed up in a pot. Kigain. What's this word? Do you have nekudas in yours?
No,
so many
Is it chalav or is it chaylev?
I think it's chalav and basr. I don't want to classic case of chalav and basr.
It's called being cool to stimulus.
Got it.
So.
No.
So if you say kigoyin cholav shinas arba baser, the problem is what? Then the mechaber just contradicted himself because he says isha shinas arba heter, and when it's possible cholav, right? That's the whole chiddush of thing. They're both heter shnei mater. So therefore, the Taz says right away. Look at the Taz. You've got an aleph kigoyin chaylev bitzere. The tzeirei with the tzeirei under the ches, therefore it's chaylev. Chaylev shenis arev basar. Now, this is interesting. Chaylev, what's chaylev?
It's a fat, it's not shuman.
Chaylev is fat. Now, what's the difference between shuman and chaylev?
Where you find it.
And where you find, in other words, there's no difference. What we call shuman is permissible fats. Chaylev is not permissible fats. But there's no difference in the taste of it. They're both fats. Right? So, what would you say? Is shuman and basar min b'minay or min b'shein b'minay? In other words, does fat taste different than meat?
Yeah, it's
huh? Stomach does. I mean, it's somewhat of a different type. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's potatoes and meat, right?
The name we give it.
Oh, he's with the name. He wants to go Bishma.
Yeah, it's not bus.
So we'll see. We'll see in Sif Bays already. It's if Beis, the Rambam says, how do you determine what's Mimbamina, what's Mimbashenimina? So the Rambam says like that. You go what it's called. If it has a different name, it's not the same min. If it has the same name, it's the same min. And the Shach and virtually everyone else argues on the Rambam and says, no, of course you go by the taste. Why? Because if the whole problem here is Tam Ki'ikr, so we want to have this taste. I don't care what you call it. Right? Who cares what you call it? You call this meat, you call this fat. If they both taste the same, for all practical purposes, it should be considered mimbaminoi. Because the point here is it imparting the taste or not? Can I detect the taste or not? So therefore the Taz says, if you're going to read this b'chelev, like we said, because chol of us had to, so you have to say the tarba, which is fat, the tarba, bibisra, fat, with meat, have a mimish enemino. Ken kosa b'seyes l'kamam esim in zeh, b'shem ha'ogr. Means he wants to lay down this point. Indeed, the fat and meat do not have the same taste. Marshal b'perikol abasa simin lamabeyes b'shem ha'rosh v'or zeruah.
How can they argue on the
Habib
here?
I mean,
he's not arguing. No, but he's not. But it's din insert, and then he says minch ain't of it. It's got to be chaylev, and minch lo mino. By definition, I would say chaylev is in the same as basar.
Very good, very good.
So what do you ask?
So I'm just saying, how do the others argue on the was it Marsha who says that? the shame is the difference.
Oh, no.
Then there's a steroids in the Maccabi here.
But the Ramah says.
The Ramah says. Right. How do they argue on the Ramah? I don't understand. Otherwise, you have to argue that there's a steroid here in them.
No, the Ramah certainly will say Chaylev and Basr is Mimashayna Mina.
Right. So, everybody, why doesn't everybody have to say it? It says Mimim, you have to read a Chaylev.
You have to read a Chaylev, as opposed to Chaylev.
Yeah. Because you can't do that because of Mister. So then you can say it's Chaylev Ben Shlob and Mina.
Yeah.
According to Maccabi.
Yeah. That everybody agrees that by Basr B'Cholov, of course you say Tam Kik is the Raisa. We had a Gemara, and we learned way back when on Daf Kuf Ches in Chulin, the Shaila was, could you learn out Tam Kik to all over by Basr B'Cholov? And the Gemara said, no, Chiddushu. Gemara said, because the Chiddush, you can't learn to anywhere else. What's the Chiddush? So one of the Pshatim in Chiddushu is because they're both Heter. The Chiddush, the Torah is Mechad. If you take one Heter, another Heter, you put them together, it's Usr. Why should it be Usr? Right? So that's the Chiddush. No, so the issue here we're trying to say with the Taz is trying to direct us. Don't make a mistake that this will be Cholov. Why would I make that mistake? Because you'll say, because Chaylev, isn't Chaylev and Basr Mimbaminai? Don't they taste the same? So says Taz, no, it's Chaylev. And Tarba, but Basr is not, is Mimbashayinamina. Oh. Why are we making such a big deal about this? It's just just an akuda, you know, it's a tzeira or a kamatz, right? So look at the Vilna Gaon. Look at the Vilna Gaon. What, we should have fun. Good. Says the Vilna Gaon Sivkon Aleph, Kigain Ches Lamed Veiz. So he understood also the Mechaber means Chaylev. He's not going to deny that he means Chaylev here. He says, Aval Haran Kosav Shuhum Mim Biminoi. He says, the Ran would say Chaylev and Basar are certainly close enough in taste that will be a Mim Biminoi. So the Vilna Gaon basically disagrees with the Mechaber. You ask how can they argue the Mechaber? The Vilna Gaon many times felt he could argue the Mechaber. In other words, he understands we're talking about Chaylev over here. But he says, but how could you tell me that Chaylev and Basar are Mimishayna Minay? That they're two different Minim, they're too similar in taste, as he says, that's what the Ran says, and he brings at the end a Ravon as well that says this point.
He's saying he doesn't just make comments for the sake of it.
If you look at the next one also in the Likutim. Lesser,
yeah.
Right? It's not true that this will be because they didn't mention any mina. Shakarkos of Beteris Habayis, Shigusa Goin Arif, Paragid Anosha, Min Bemina, Kigain Shumna the Gid. That's the case of Mimishani Mina. So that's the Mimishani Mina. So we look now in the Shach seems to have like a pshara, somewhat of a compromise to reconcile what the Vilna Gaon is saying, that they are very close in taste, to what we seems the Mechaber is saying they're not. Says the Shach of Kon Aleph, Ishizab Kigain Chalev, Mashma Dainu Chalev Bitsere, Dainu Tarba, which is fat, became mashm betur. Vim kain das hatuvar mechaber the tam chaylev ubosar eino shove. It would come out that they hold fat and meat do not have a similar taste. Became mashm bedivrei shar poiskim as well. Avol ravon kosev betshuva, and this we saw the Vilna Gaon brings the ravon besimen chaf uvesoyif avedizara the chaylev ubosar taimim shove. So you have one of the Rishonim that say it is. So it's a funny machlokes here, what they're arguing, the metzias of, do they have the same taste? Says the Shach, v'tzarach loymar, demayri bibosar shomein. So there you can answer the machlokes. The Ravon was talking about when you have very fatty meat. Fatty meat, indeed, is similar in taste to regular fat. That'll be mimimino. What the Mechabi here is talking about, chaylev, which is fat, with basar kochush, with lean meat, that's enough different in taste that would be considered a mimishayna mina. It's good, Barry? Okay.
Huh?
All right, what can we do? I agree, but that's what you have to say. That's what you have to say. Okay, so at least we had the pshat in the Mechaber. Okay, so again, the Taz and the Shach, everybody learns he's talking about Chaylev. The question is, do you say Chaylev and Basar is Mim B'Minu or not? And the Taz says, seems to say every chaylev and basar, no matter what type of basar with fat is mimbaminai. But Vilna Gaon argues, and the Shach says it would depend, is it fatty meat or lean meat? Let's continue in the Mechaba. Isish nesar behed de mimishene minoi kigoyin chelo shnesar bebasar. Yitam en a guy. So the Meshuchnaro Paskins, what do you do? This is the Rambam Paskins. You have a guy taste it. Taste this food. Im Oimer, if he says she'ein boy tam chelov, if he says I don't detect any taste of chelov, or he says she'ein she'yesh boy tam elashu pogum, he says, oh, I taste this fat, but I see it has an off taste in it. Okay, nice tam lefgam. We had mentioned before. We'll see more about it. Nice tam lefgam does not aser.
Maybe that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's pogum is after the fact. You have pagan or pogum?
No, I'm asking. Oh. Does he have to taste it's ruining the food? That's actually negative in the whole.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So pogum means
it has to be pogum.
It's pogum. Okay.
The fat was pogum.
Pogum sounds like it, but I guess what
you. Oh, I would type that it's fat. the dishes, yeah, and the meat is pogum. Yeah. Yeah. And as the end result is.
The way you said it sounded like the fat was off. Right. The fat is off.
Right. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
What is
yeah.
tasting?
He's tasting the food, the basar.
The food. That's what I mean.
The basar.
The stew. He's tasting the.
Well, in this case, the basar. You're not. You know. You cooked it in. You cooked this roast in.
Can he taste the time of the chaylev
in the basar? Right. You took the basar out of the pot now, and you take slice off a piece. You give it to him, and he says, "There's no time of chaylev over here." Now, this guy has to be pretty good in taste, if he can tell if there's fat or not.
Okay, and this can only be min chain of bimina.
Right.
Yeah, because it's if it's min bimina, then there's no taste.
Yeah, so that's
why we paskin min bimina is batel barayv. Min barayv, you don't have to have shishim. Right.
Okay, so
but mishenim, for example, let's say we gave the case, let's say you have the chicken that was in your chicken soup. And now you find out that this bird, where it came from, was a trefa. So good, you take the chicken out, you throw it out. But now can I eat the soup? Could you eat the soup? So you'd have to taste the soup. Now you can't taste the soup because it could be there's a time of chicken.
Well, that case could almost be impossible. I've never seen a chicken soup where it's.
It doesn't taste like chicken?
No, I mean, you don't see.
Yeah, which yeshivas have you gone to?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good food actually.
Yeah, so put enough water in.
Well, that's a shame too. What's time? I mean, I don't know. Is there a dilutional level where it's not time? You know. Like, what if
you
taste just completely diluted?
Yeah, we know, let's say we use usually the number of shishim, right?
Here.
You could have shishim, depending on how much chicken is there, you could have shishim even a regular residential pot of soup. If you have enough, the potatoes and the carrots and the other ingredients with the water in it, that shishim against this piece of chicken, it'll be bottled.
You don't need the chicken at that point.
You don't need the chicken, yeah. So why do you put it in? That's a good question. Yeah, so if there's no time, then it's going to be mutter. So either there's no time or there's time pogum, so then it's going to be mutter. Says the Mechaba, it also has to be that, you know, it's not like right now, initially it has bad taste, but it eventually will get better. Fine. Says the Mechaber, v'tzorach shelo yeda she'seim chinolov. But this guy has to not know that you're relying on him. This is what we call in the Gemara, misiach levitumai. And as he has to be oblivious to the fact that I have to know this for a halachic purpose. Because if he knows I need this to know for halacha, then the misiach levitumai will not work. By a guy will not work, as we'll see. So he has to.
He has to be an expert.
So here the mechaber just says v'tzarech shelo yeda she'seim chinolov. The guy just has to be misiach levi tumay. V'im ein shom guy l'toyamay. And if you don't have a guy to taste it, there's no guy around. Then mishar mishishim. It's erev Shabbos. You want to know if you have to throw this soup out or you're going to have to. Could you serve it? There's no guy around. Then you just use the shishim to determine whether there is tam.
Are we talking yavesh here?
No, this is lach b'lach or lach b'yavesh. Whenever you're dealing with tam k'ikar, it has to be that it's either there's something liquid here.
You can explain how you do the Misharin. And how do you do the Misharin?
Oh, Misharin, we'll see, that's biscuit chew, is that that's volume.
Yeah, how,
even though we said before by Rav, it wouldn't be, but by Shish, I mean, that's volume.
Yeah, but Basra B'chol, it has to be 60. You can't add to it to make 60.
No. That's Simit Sadi Tess.
Even how do you, okay, I guess we'll
how do you do it? So you take this chicken out, you take the chicken, fill up a pot of water, and put it in a pan. Put in the chicken, and it displaces a certain amount of water.
That's just the chicken. What the time?
No, that's all. So we assume, very good. So we assume that whatever size the chicken was, that's how much time there is. Could be it's less.
You take the size of chicken and double it?
No. Whatever the size of the chicken. Let's say that the chicken is. Let's say the chicken displaces 3 ounces of water.
Okay.
Right. So now I know that this chicken has the capacity to give off 3 ounces of time. So I have to now add up the rest of the ingredients in this chicken soup, and if it is 180 ounces, right, then I know it's shishim against this thing, so there's no time.
Counted for the time, not for the chicken itself.
Right, because I took out the chicken. I pulled out the chicken.
No.
You took out the chicken.
Once you take it out, that's all
it's
you
out.
Have to do.
Right.
Inside, measure a solid against the liquid. You can't do it. That's
right, so that's what we're trying to figure out. How much time he had. Now, the truth is, it could be he gave out only half of its size in time, but we'll never know that. So, therefore, we always have to mishar bekula. We always have to assume that he gave out all of its time. So, that's what we do. Now, Ted is bringing up a good point. It doesn't say anywhere here that a person has to be an expert. And the truth is, this is such a kasha that the Vilna Gaon doesn't understand why the Mechaber didn't write that. Because, as a matter of fact, the Beis Yosef himself said that we know there's a big machlokes rishonim. When you're tasting iser, does the guy have to be an expert? We call him the Gemara kfeila, and only a kfeila could be trusted in terms of determining taste, right? And the truth is, you would say misvara if you're trying to tell me, is there a taste of fat in meat, which is mutang and mimishin mina? You have to be somewhat of an expert to be able to determine that. But yet there are other rishonim that say you don't need to be a kfeila. You can believe any guy off the street as long as it's Messiah Levi Tumay. So the Vilna Gaon asks over here, if you look at Sivkotin Hay, the Vilna Gaon says in the Bir Agros Sivkotin Hay, this Mitzarach, he says, has to be Messiah Levi Tumay. It has to be, he doesn't know why you're asking. That's the Rajba, Uchanal. Like we brought beforehand, that the Mishamachi Nakat Kfeila means Kfeila is even if he knows about it. But if he doesn't know about it, even doesn't have to be a Kfeila. Vitzarachi and Lama Hishmet Kfeila, the Neman, that the Kfeila himself should be Neman, right? Yeah, so that's the Vilna Gaon's kash. Sharchi lama hishmi kfeila the neman what bekuli alma v'halach b'darach harambam v'shishmitu, that the Rambam doesn't mention the word kfeila, doesn't mention the din of kfeila. Aval Rambam avarish kfeila lavdavke elishu boki ba'akuras atam. Doesn't have to be an expert. He just knows how to taste things. Moshkatz v'rivash v'mereish peches the loike beis Yosef. So v'lochein lo yiskim etzila v'tumay d'sevin ein sarach mishoma. That's we'll see already what that's going on. Yeah. So really, it's true as we'll see from the Achrayim, and again, the Beis Yosef himself says this. He paskins like the Rajba that either Kfeila is good enough or Meisila Vitumay. Either one is fine. But we'll see that both of these, and the reason why it's going to be relevant, because both of these, whether you're believing a Kfeila, an expert, or whether you're believing a Stamagoy Meisila Vitumay, has great relevance not only in terms of tasting a pot which Yosef fell into, but in terms of Stam overall, generally believing a guy on matters, on halachic matters, on taste matters, not only taste matters, believing a guy Stam, does a guy have ne'amonis on different matters? It could be nagat to medical issues. So that we'll see, we have to be when we see the shach. But that's why it's
we get from Hilchas Taruvas other yediyas that don't pertain necessarily to a mixture of Issa v'Heter, but other halachas that are negeh over here.
Is the Mahavu saying the first step you should always take if you can is to get the goy to taste it?
Oh, very good. That's a good diet.
Or is it that that's, you could do either? Or
very good. That's a good diet. That's the Shach's diet, and we'll see if that's if everyone agrees with that. But that's the Shach's diet. Sounds like Yitamenu goy. The first thing you should do is have a goy taste it. Then ain shem goy. Then you use the shishim. Right. Sounds like he's preferring the goy over the shishim. Right. So we'll see if that's agreed upon by everyone.
Yeah, and I'll do the cheshbon in my I think I'm going to win on batal b'shishim. Why bother ask the goy? But if the goy, if that's the more ikker.
Maybe it means that's a better test to know.
Yeah, otherwise I could.
Correct. Yeah, so we'll see that. So he says, if no guy, then mishami shishim. Let's continue the mechaber. V'chein him humin b'minoi. Kivin d'leka l'mekem ataima misharim b'shishim. So here too, we mentioned that min b'minoi is batel b'roif. However, mid'rabbanon, they said even by min b'minoi. Means, let's say you have two pieces of chicken, and one was from a kosher chicken, and one comes out that was from a tray for chicken. And you cooked them together, yeah? You don't have roiv. Or even if you have rive, I was saying one and one. But let's say you have rive because you have the water in there. Or let's say you have two pieces of kosher chicken, two is a schad betray, but still midirabbanon, they said you have to be mevatel the tam. Now why do you have to mevatel tam? There is no tam over there. So the teretz is of drabbanon because the gezeira atu mimbishayne minoi. So they said even when it's mimbiminoi, you have to have a shishim because if you don't have shishim by this case, you won't remember by the case of mimbishayne minoi and then not to have shishim there. So you always have to have shishim, but in this case you won't be able to have a goy taste it because it's mimbiminoi. It's all chicken, tastes the same. So here you have to have shishim against the non-kosher piece of chicken.
And you need to have shishim also.
So but over there you. It could be you need shishim min ha-teira. Because if you hold tam ki ikar is dairaisa, so then the tam coming out here, which I could detect, that could be also min ha-teira. But if by a min b'minoi case, where you don't have the detection of taste, so then that would not be you don't need shishim min dairaisa. You only need shishim min rabbanon because of a gzeira. That's your min tam. Right. Yeah, by mimishayni mina, which we've been talking about till now, that's talking about you have, let's say, chicken in the soup. So that taste is coming into the soup. So you have to make sure there's no taste. But that's dairaisa you have to make sure, because tam kikar is dairaisa. When you're talking about a mimbimina, so then there's no factor of taste here. You're not going to taste anything. So that's only midrabbanan. The Rama makes one comment, which is certainly a significant comment, and that is ve'ein noig in achshav lismeich agoy. Nowadays, we don't rely on a goy for tasting umisharim akol b'shishim. And we'll see also when we talk about other halachas. We'll see this comes out as quite relevant in terms of trusting a goy for halachic matters. So we don't rely on a goy, Mishan Kol B'shishim. Why? We have to see why that is, why the Ramos Machmer.
You go by this, you do the measurement, I'm good, it's batel. Then I go and eat it, and I can taste tam. Then what?
You spit it out.
You assume it's not kosher. You could say, in the Bavli Shishim, then I don't have to worry about tam at all. It's as if tam never came into play at all. You're saying not like that. You're saying...
We have that, as we'll see in Simon Kuf tests. When you have, let's say, Yavish be Yavish, you're not dealing with tam. You have one piece of Isser, two pieces of Heter. So he says, Batel Berayv. So there, you're allowed to eat all those pieces. Now, don't you know you're eating non-kosher?
You're sure you're eating non-kosher.
Right? But yet, you're allowed to eat them.
So
maybe you say the same thing over here. So that we say, Shishim, right. Batel Berayv could tell me that the whatever was here is now kosher. Because Rav says that it's not treif anymore. But Shishim is just a way sort of to push away any tam coming in. But if the tam got through the Shishim, meaning to say that this was actually a more pungent taste, that even Shishim can't be mevatel it,
then it's certainly going to be usher. The Gemara really in Chulin Sadi tests on the base. Has a machlokes whether you mishayer things with shishim or with meya. Do you need 100 or do you need 60? Right. So we pass in shishim, but that's like sort of sheet in the Gemara. Yeah. So that's really, it's an arbitrary number that we say if you have shishim, you could assume there's no taste. But if this tastes, this tastes.
But the barov, I don't understand completely then.
Why?
I mean, we hold that kalacha, two pieces of yavesh, and I know that I'm eating one treif, but it's okay. It's magically turned into henter.
Oh, so we'll see. It's a machlekes rishayim, like most things in life. It's a machlekes rishayim whether one person is allowed to eat all three of those. Or maybe you could only eat one, and then tomorrow you'll eat another one, or someone else will eat the third one. Right.
But even the machlokas about the eating something that's bundled with shish, nobody's arguing that it's that you can eat it because it's totally not, because you can eat it because it's mutter. I mean, we can't taste it, right?
But shish.
If something's bottled, you should completely mutter whether you should still avoid it or not still avoid it. But all these shittos still are not saying that it's totally gone. That's what the dinner brother is saying, right? That it's good to eat it because you're here. Hashem gave you this.
Yeah. That's a pischei tshuva in Kuf Tezayin. Right. That's the different thing he's bringing up. Let's say when something's bottled b'shishim. Right. When something's bottled b'shishim, should you say, I don't want to eat it anyway. You know, this treif stuff in here, I don't want to eat it. So the pischei tshuva there brings from Achrayim that actually it's a very bad practice.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're saying, like, the Torah says shishim is learned from the Zerayah B'Shelos, has sources in the Torah that you can eat it. No, I want to be from. I don't want to eat it. So, yeah, and then of course his Zayd, the Bnei Yisotzker.
Yeah, my Zayd's name there.
Okay. So that says that the Olam HaSel Yainim, that this piece of Isser really came from had certain klipas of heter and had to get to be heter, so it fell in, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it, it fell into this mixture, it was bottled, you should eat it, you're going to elevate it, so that's and it's brought over there. Listen. Okay. But so Akapanu, yeah. So what will be the pshat over there? So yes, if you hold like the Rishayim, they actually you're allowed to eat all three together. The reason is because we have this concept that Nepach HaIsser Liyei Seter. What the Torah says, Merayv, that means the two turn the third one into Heter.
I understand, by Batul Shishim, they would say the same thing.
No. Because Batul B'Shishim is not the Torah says that Shishim wins out. By Rav, the Torah says, Rav determines what this Taruvus is. By Shishim is just saying that if this Shishim, the Tam that's the Isser of coming in here, is not going to be able to affect it. But it's not saying that anything different happened to the Isser. The Isser is still there. The truth is like this. What happens? Rav is strong this year. I'll tell you like this. This we'll see in Siv Beis. But you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He holds Nepach, but here.
What happens when you have, but we're saying this din of Tam Kaker, right? What's the Kiddush of Tam Kaker? The nevela itself is usher, or the piece of chicken itself from a treif is usher. But now only the tam comes out. What's the pshat that tam is keiker? Why is tam keiker? So there's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that since tam is something that you taste, so it's substantive, so therefore when it gets into taruvis, it cannot be batel. Even though we say normally batel bereiv. But if this tam, there's something that I actually taste, it can't be batel. I mean, it's chashuv by itself that it can't be batel. So therefore, wherever it is, it's still there. I can't put my finger on it, but I taste it. So therefore, it can't be bottle. So for that reason, I need to be mevatla with shishim. Right? But even if, let's say, I have shishim, or I have shivim, yeah, I have 70 times the amount, 80 times the amount, but if I still taste it, how can it be bottle? It's significant, it can't be bottle. And the other way of learning the tam keker is actually the tam in this, let's say I have a vegetable soup, and I put a piece of chicken in. I want it to be chicken vegetable soup. So the chicken is found out to be from a treif chicken. I pull the chicken out, but now I taste the vegetables and it has tam of chicken in it. So what that could do is actually that turned the vegetable into iser. Not that wherever the tam is, right, that's Rabbeinu tam. That it's nepach haheter li iser. That the tam makes whatever heter I had, the potatoes, the carrots, the celery, that now turned into iser by virtue of it being a carrier of tam.
I could never get the shishim.
Oh, so then the point of shishim in that case is that I have to have so much heter that I am mevatel the iser, that I don't allow the iser to turn my heter into iser.
I mean, if you have shishim, the iser never penetrates the heter.
That's right. That's what it does. It dissipates because it's so minuscule.
The original, I forget the phrase of the original iser. Just care over there. Right. Going back now to the original iser, I think there's something
wrong with that. What's the meaning between the two?
Oh, that we'll see. That we'll see in Siv Beis. That we'll see in Siv Beis, yeah. We can't do the whole simon just in the first Siv Aleph. We'll have to wait a little bit. But that Siv Beis that comes up. Okay. All right. You know what? Good. This was a good Akdama. We did the Shulchan Aruch, we did the Ramah. So let's just summarize, and we'll leave the big shach and the taz for Mitzvah Shema next week. So we had the hakdama, the one of mim b'mina is bottle b'roev. We paskin like the chacham and not like a behuda. Still, you need shishim because of gezeira. When it's mim b'she'ein aminoi, then we're dealing with it. Even though you say bottle b'roev l'kuli alma, but still you're dealing with tam. So tam keiker. We said the machlekes tam keiker. Rabbeinu Tam says it's deraisa. The Rashi holds the rabbi. And that's what the Mechaber was talking about over here. When you have a mimbi she'ein aminoi, it's going to be tam ke'iker. He doesn't speak this out, but that's in effect what he's saying. You have to deal with the tam. Tam ke'iker is it's going to be awesome. So this, the Mechaber says, what's the way you deal with that? You tamen a goy, you have a goy taste it. If you don't have a goy, then you use shishim. And the Rama said, our minigiz, we don't rely on a goy these days. And you always have to have shishim. And we had this shailad of the what the Mechaber was talking about is a chol over chaylev, and we said it's pretty apparent it's chaylev. And we had this chiddush here that chaylev and basar, fat and meat, will have to be a min b'shein aminoi. The Vilna Gaon was chaylev gadadi, he argued with that point, and the shach tried to reconcile it in terms of understanding all of the shittas. So that's a good akdama for here. Next week we'll continue.